This is Financially Speaking with the Bushka Wealth Management Team. You need a financial strategy that counts for challenges like market volatility and inflation, and that also adequately prepares you for retirement. The purpose of this show is to address common financial concerns, provide helpful strategies, and offer ways you may be able to achieve your financial goals. And now, here's Financially Speaking.
Hello and welcome to Financially Speaking. My name is Ryan Connor from Bushka Retirement Solutions and Bushka Wealth Management. Today, we're diving into an important topic for anyone planning for or already in retirement: understanding income risk and how to create complementary income streams alongside your Social Security. For many retirees, Social Security serves as a foundation of their income plan. But the big question is, will it be enough? And just as importantly, how do you build additional income streams that are reliable, tax efficient, and built to last? If you'd like more information about today's topics, just give us a call at 715-355-4445 or visit retirewithbushka.com. Don't forget you can subscribe to our podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, or visit our YouTube page. And as always, my reliable co-host joining me today, it's Tony Shore. How you doing, Tony?
Wow, reliable and Tony Shore in the same sentence. I'm loving this. Ryan, I might take back some of the things I've said about you. That's nice. I don't normally...
do that. Don't do that.
don't do that. No. All right. All right. Well, hey, Ryan, great to see you. And, you know, we have a number of different hosts from Bushka Wealth Management on the show. You guys, the different advisors take turns, from Kaylee to Cole. They even let Logan do it for some reason. I'm decent. If I don't give Logan a hard time, it's not a good day. But when I see your name, Ryan, I always get excited. Ryan Connor. And then I know I've got to drink about 40 cups of coffee before the show starts just so I can keep up with you. Right. And that's just to keep up. Right?
Yeah. You know, it's the young child thing. I have to maintain their energy all the time. So it just, right. Everyone else around me has got to be able to maintain that energy as well.
Right. And how old are you?
Yeah. So my daughter's 3 and my son just hit 9 months.
3 and 9 months. So. And look at you. You look almost awake today. That's an accomplishment. Better.
It was the wife's night to wake up with the baby last night because we take turns. And so I would not say well rested. I am adequately rested for today.
You're only checking one bag instead of two under that's the right. eyes today. Yeah, I love that. I feel for you because I remember those days. We have kids all 2 years apart, three kids. And now they're all grown and out of college and out of the house. So I'm now, my wife and I are empty nesters, but I know you've got the 9 month and the 3 year old. That is a lot.
It's a busy time.
But enjoy it. I mean, yes. Aren't they wonderful? I mean,
they're a lot of fun when they're not crying or throwing a tantrum about one thing or another.
Crying, but throwing a tantrum, throwing up, right now or having a bathroom incident. Those are teething. Oh, my goodness.
The teething right the now teething for, is, for our son is just, it's brutal right now.
Yeah, well, my son had a jaundice issue, and that made him cry and was miserable. And then our daughter, when she went through teething, was bad. So it's just, we've dealt with it, and you'll get through it, and you're going to head into the great years. I mean, 4 and 5 and 6 and 7, those ages, I mean, enjoy them. Mm-hmm. We look back at those pictures and we go, oh my gosh, the kids said and did the craziest, funniest things. You will have a lot of great memories and you're building those now. But today we're talking about, to get back to our topic, I know the big question is Social Security enough? And so how do you build your retirement income? And where do you want to begin with this topic? What's the first thing you want to talk about?
Yeah, I think before we get to Social Security, I think it's important to kind of frame things looking at all the different income sources that you can have in retirement. So
sure.
The first thing is understanding what we mean when we talk about income risk in retirement.
Yeah, what do you mean by that?
So this is the possibility that your income won't last as long as you do or cannot provide you the level of income that you will need for the duration of time that you'll need it for. So either you're going to run out or your income is going to have to be lower than you want it to be. So this can be created for a bunch of different reasons: uncertainty about the market performance of your investments, concerns about inflation, longevity concerns, particularly if you have very good health and you've got a family history that suggests a great deal of longevity. And then there are also longevity and risk issues that are associated with Social Security itself currently that are still unresolved, that I'm sure we'll dive into here in a few moments. So the key risks that folks are going to face are going to be market volatility impacting their withdrawals. So that's the kind of the fluctuations you see, whether those be in the stock market or in the bond market. As you're taking money out, high volatility in the retirement phase can increase your income risk. The market volatility really over the course of this entire decade has been significantly elevated compared to the prior decade.
Yes. I mean, the last 3 years have been fantastic.
Yeah. And so we're seeing these kind of wild swings. And even within a year, even in good years, we're seeing really large swings in valuations,
yes.
Which is something that when you're in retirement is not super comforting. No. Another thing that we've seen this decade that is materially different from the 2010s is that inflation has been much higher in the 2020s than it was in the 2010s. And that can erode at purchasing power, particularly if you have income sources that do not have inflation adjustments on them. So if you have a fixed pension, if you have an annuity, an income annuity that pays out a flat level of income for the entirety of your life, eventually over the course of time, even modest inflation, but particularly when we're in an environment where inflation is above target, that mm-hmm. will reduce the actual real value of those dollars substantially over the course of a 20 or 25 year retirement.
Oh, huge. If you think about what groceries and healthcare and things like that and even vehicles cost 20 years ago, mm-hmm. 25 years ago, versus what they cost now, it's more than doubled in some cases. Mm-hmm. And so you're looking at quite a bit of inflation there, at least on certain items. But even if it was across the board 3% a year, that adds up. And so you're right. A big risk that retirees face is inflation, but you can plan for that. And we'll talk about some of the, the reasons and ways. What other type of risk is there?
Yeah. So longevity is the one, living longer than expected, and kind of tied into that sometimes is unexpected expenses. So the biggest one here is going to be healthcare costs or costs for long-term care that are oftentimes related to longevity. Those costs are not covered, like long-term care costs are not covered by Medicare. And so what we see is folks having to either utilize long-term care insurance policies if they do have them, but the vast majority of Americans do not have them. So they have to pay for that care out of pocket, which can get quite expensive, especially if you're looking at more intensive nursing care situations that can eat basically all of your income and start to dwindle your assets down quite significantly before state Medicaid begins to kick in once you get below that threshold, which is quite low.
Yeah. Yeah. So those are some of the key risks. I mean, obviously, inflation, market volatility, healthcare, taxes. You could say there is tax risk. It's a cost anyway, not necessarily considered a risk, but it is a big expense that people might not be expecting in retirement.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Now, where we want to build out kind of our income planning for retirement is oftentimes going to start with Social Security, like we talked about at the top of the show. One of the nice parts about Social Security is that it's going to provide you a consistent, predictable income stream every month. And the other big advantage with it is that it does have an annual cost of living adjustment built into it that is built into the law. So
Security, with inflation, right?
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. Social Security has an annual adjustment that is measured by what's called CPIW. It's just one of the inflation measurements that the Bureau of Labor Statistics takes. That will look at the change of inflation year over year and then apply an adjustment to your Social Security income. Now it is backwards looking, so it's kind of trailing and catching up to inflation as it's occurring. So if you do see a really aggressive run up in inflation in a short period of time, similar to like what we saw in 2022, you can still be a little bit behind the eight ball there because you're just catching up after the fact. But that is still quite a bit better than a fixed pension, which has no adjustment whatsoever.
Interesting. So with Social Security, it is, like you said, it's considered the foundation because it's a known quantity. It's mailbox money. You know that's going to hit a certain amount, will hit your amount each month, and it is adjusted for inflation. But people think, okay, so I just file. I'm going to file as soon as I can, or when I retire, I'm going to file. But it's not necessarily as simple as that. You need to have a strategy. And I know you guys even have a special, personalized report you can run for people that will show them how ways they can maximize it, because there are limitations, right?
Yeah. So there are a plethora of options that you can have about when you're going to take Social Security, and there's going to be a correct strategy kind of for each household. That might not be the same as what their friends are doing or what their parents did or what their siblings are doing, because it's going to depend not only on just maximizing Social Security, because the goal of retirement is not to just maximize Social Security in and of itself. It's to use it as a tool as part of your overall retirement income plan. And it's not also just you as the individual. If you are married, your spouse's situation is also going to impact what you should or should not do. And so oftentimes we see folks come in and they're like, you know, I want to get Social Security started as soon as possible, because they're like, you never know what could happen. I might just, you know, keel over and die at 65 and then not have gotten anything. And while
the majority of people actually do file at 62.
Yep.
That is, and that's as soon as you can. And that's a greatly reduced benefit. So people either they wait to retire until they can start taking Social Security, and that's when they can start. Or their neighbor said, you got to take it as soon as possible, or their buddy at work, because you'll get more checks. I mean, and that's a common misunderstanding, isn't it?
Yeah. So basically what we tend to see over the course of time, and this is obviously going to vary depending on everyone's situation, you know, the age difference between you and your spouse, the payment difference between you and your spouse, when your retirement timeline is, like a bunch of different factors that are going to come in. But generally what we see is that, you know, if you're going to live beyond your kind of mid to later 70s, which is going to be the majority of people, taking it at 62 ends up getting you less than deferring to some time later, whether that's 64, 67, 69, or all the way till 70. You know, how long you live is ultimately going to dictate, you know, which strategy is the best for maximizing Social Security. So if you're someone who has a lot of significant health problems, what we'd call like comorbidities, it might actually make sense for you to take it earlier, because, you know, if you have a lot of health issues already at 62, probably not going to have above average life expectancy. But if you're someone who is, you know, generally healthy and doesn't have a bunch of comorbidities, we want to look more towards the average or potentially even above average life expectancy there. And so these are all the type of discussions and things you should be working out with a financial professional so that they can build a strategy that takes into account the personal differences of your situation versus just the average person, because those intricacies are going to help determine what you should be doing rather than just following a cookie cutter plan from either, you know, that your neighbor said or that you just read online.
And so when you file for Social Security is huge. It can make all the difference. It doesn't just, when you file, doesn't just affect you and your monthly amount. It's going to, it could eventually affect your spouse, right?
Yep, that's correct. Because the way that Social Security works when you are married is that when one spouse passes away, the surviving spouse will carry on the highest benefit between the two of them. So let's say you have, you know, higher earning spouse A and lower earning spouse B. If spouse A passes away, it's likely that spouse A's Social Security benefit will become spouse B's Social Security benefit, and spouse B's benefit will just fall off. And so it's important, especially when you are the higher earning spouse or the one who has earned, you know, higher and more Social Security credits, and a higher rate on those credits is to make sure that you are taking that into account, because what you don't want to do is necessarily short your spouse in a situation that is more financially stressful by themselves versus when you are dual income in retirement.
So when you file makes a big difference. You're offering a at no charge. You have a Social Security maximization report that you can run for people, for our listeners and viewers out there. And that is so important. If you have not yet filed for Social Security, or you just recently filed, go in, sit down, and get that report run. See where you're at. See what you need to do. Because Social Security, for a lot of people, it's 40% of their retirement income.
Yeah,
the average.
The average American is actually a little over 60% of their retirement income comes from Social Security.
Ooh, wow.
That's a very important thing to note, is that Social Security is a piece of the puzzle. It is not the entirety of a retirement plan for the vast majority of Americans. There are some families who get by with just Social Security and it covers what they need. But it's not the most common outcome. So because Social Security is not even designed to cover all of your retirement income expenses, that's not the way that it's built. We also need to look at complementary income streams, how to build those out in the way.
Yeah, where does the rest of my income come from? How do I fill that gap?
Exactly. And that's where when we look at building out retirement income plans, we're looking at the significant importance of having a diversification in our potential income sources. So that can be from Social Security, that can be from a pension, but in a lot of cases, it's going to include a significant amount of potential income coming from retirement savings accounts, whether those are 401ks, 403bs, IRAs, Roth IRAs, et cetera. And then building out income-focused investment portfolios to make sure that clients can continue to have income regardless of market conditions. Because what you don't want to have happen is, you know, the horror scenario is you're the person who retires in 1999 or 2000, and then the 2000s are a really bad investing environment. And even though you were following kind of all the rules of the time in the late 90s, that you still run out of money, you know, 13, 14, 15 years into your retirement, simply because you just retired at the wrong time. You know, you retired.
Yeah, you under the 2008, the Great Recession of 2008, 2009. Yeah.
Right. And so what we look at is diversifying retirement income assets, getting ourselves, you know, a level of safety. You know, we talk about the color of money quite often on our program, whether it's the radio show, the TV show, as well as with clients in our meetings. Because what you don't want to have happen is as you're in retirement being like, oh, I should maybe cut back on my grocery spending this month because my portfolio's down significantly this quarter. What we want to do is create a situation where you are in retirement and you do not have to worry, you know, if my portfolio's down this quarter or this year. You'll still be able to do the things that you want in retirement. You'll be able to cover all your bills. You'll be able to take vacations and travel. You'll be able to spend money on your grandkids without, you know, having to check your portfolio to see if it's okay for you to do that at any given time.
You want to have a well-rounded plan. You want to have that balance, right, that you're always talking about between guaranteed and more at risk income. You have to have a balance, and that's not, people say, oh, I'm diversified within my portfolios. And some people don't even know. Well, you've got a few different portfolios. They all have Apple stock or they all have Google stock. So you've got the same four stocks heavy in everything you've got. I have safety. I have a few bonds it's just like, nope, that's not what we're talking about.
And unfortunately, everyone in 2022 got to find out that their bonds weren't quite as safe as they thought they were because they
there was quite a few years where bonds were risk.
So that's the key thing.
Bonds were terrible for a few years there.
And that's one of the things that I try and emphasize. And that's why we classify bonds still generally, unless they're ultra short term, and they're, you know, ultra high quality.
They're still in the risk category. We still
categorize them in the risk category because they're just exposed to different types of risks than stocks are. And so that's why we want to make sure we have a portion of assets that are going to be in some actually principally protected structure for the vast majority of retirees so that, again, they just don't have to worry about covering their income in retirement. There's always a place for that kind of retirement paycheck to come from. And ultimately, that's our job as advisors, is helping them figure out which sources to tap at different times, taking that kind of stress load off of the client. And that's where the benefits of having a really well-structured income plan is of the utmost importance. Taking into factors, account factors like risk, tax planning, kind of building in contingencies, because so much about retirement income planning is building in contingencies. If everything goes really well, you're usually going to be fine. But what you want to build in contingencies for is, okay, if things don't. And that's why I really like in our income plan, our software runs 10,000 simulations.
Wow.
Based on the asset types that a client has in their current structure. And then in the proposals that we're looking at making, and looks at the percentage of times that the client is able to live to the end of the plan, which we usually run 30 to 35 year income plans, that they are still successful. And we are looking for that 99% probability of success.
That's great.
And so when we're building things out, what we are actually looking at doing when we're building an income plan is oftentimes not how can I make it so that my client dies with the largest sum of money possible? Because for a lot of clients, that is not the priority.
No, you have to have permission to spend in retirement. You worked hard for it. And, you know, the one thing I've never seen is a hearse pulling a U-Haul.
So exactly.
You can't take it with you.
Exactly. So as the advisor, my goal is how can I actually maximize that probability of success? Because that'll give the client a great deal of satisfaction and peace of mind that, you know, hey, as the various different things of the world, as we have experienced over the course of the past, you know, 6.5 years now, really, particularly since COVID in Q1 of 2020, you know, all those different things can get thrown in. And if you have a well-structured income plan, you'll be able to handle those. And so having the predictability of knowing where your income's coming from every month, the confidence about feeling secure about your financial future, that regardless of what happens in financial markets, you know, I'm going to be okay. And that, you know, even if different, you know, wrenches get thrown into my retirement, I'm going to be okay and be able to handle that. And that's partially about building a plan that maintains flexibility as well. You know, the ability to adjust to those unexpected expenses or opportunities that arise to you in retirement. And that can give you that longevity protection that actually keeps a lot of retirees up at night. Because what you don't want to have happen, because you really can't do much about it at that time, is you don't want to run out of money at 85 or 86. Because you're not going to be re-entering the workforce in all likelihood at that time. And so when we put together those plans, why we focus so much on the probability of success is to make it so when retirees are most vulnerable, which is in those later stages of retirement, that they're not going to be put into a situation where they are destitute.
Yeah. There are a lot of common mistakes that people make in managing retirement income, right? I mean, that's really the tricky part. That's why you have a job, is to really, that retirement income plan is huge. And nowadays you have to have a plan.
Absolutely do. Yeah. I mean, if you go in blind and just kind of wing it, you're going to expose yourself to all sorts of problems, a ton of pitfalls, taking money from the wrong places at the wrong times, making errors with tax considerations, you know, not optimizing for tax efficiency, not making appropriate adjustments over time. One of the most common pitfalls I see is in the assumptions that when folks try and kind of build their own income plans, whether it's in like Excel, and they bring them in or they send them over to me and I open them up and I'm just like, these assumptions are far too optimistic for building a plan, because folks have been pretty spoiled in financial markets over the course of the past 15 years or so. And so what they do is they start building assumptions that assume that the stock market is just going to, over the next 15 years, provide really strong levels of returns. And that's not to say that it can't, but when you're building an income plan, you should not make the assumption that the average rate of return of your portfolio is going to be 10% every year. That's building a plan that is going to be too exposed to failures.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's where you come in and the team there at Bushka Wealth Management to help people with this. Now, what else do we need to know about today? What else do you want to talk about?
Yeah. I mean, I think the big part at this time is just the key takeaways, the things
sure.
that you need, you know, to understand as a person who is approaching or is in retirement. And that's
yes.
number one, from an income perspective, Social Security is a foundation. It's the base of retirement income. It's oftentimes not the full solution. Number two is that income risk is very real and it needs to be planned for. If you are not planning for it, you are going to make serious errors in your retirement plan. So if you're working with someone and it's all about just, you know, investments and security selection, and they're not focusing on income plans and planning for those contingencies and making sure you are not just running a base case assumption, but you're actually running, you know, thousands and thousands of simulations to see what the likelihood of success is, you're not getting the level of analysis and expertise that someone should have when they're putting together a retirement plan. And that coordination and strategy amongst your different retirement income sources are absolutely essential. It's key to have stuff that's going to be safer, that can be your short-term income in times of market volatility, but also still having, you know, more growth-oriented assets that can help be your income 10, 15 years into retirement. So pairing yeah. those together is of the utmost importance to actually have a successful retirement income plan.
Yeah, that's huge. Well, hey, we're out of time. So before we go, is there anything else you want our listeners to know?
Yeah, make sure you review your Social Security benefits. You identify current and potential income sources. And if you have questions, at Bushka Retirement Solutions, we help build income strategies that complement Social Security, focusing on reliability, tax efficiency, and long-term sustainability. Creating that retirement income in retirement does not happen by accident. It takes active planning, coordination, and a clear understanding of the risks involved. Now, the good news is with the right strategy and the right financial services professional, you can build an income plan designed to support you for the long term. So the thing I'd leave folks with is if you have questions about your current plan or you want help building a retirement income plan with complementary income streams, give us a call at 715-355-4445 or visit our website at retirewithbushka.com to sign up for a no-cost, no-obligation consultation.
Thank you for joining us for Financially Speaking. Don't head into retirement without a strategy that addresses both income and taxes. For more information, please contact the Bushka Wealth Management Team at 715-355-4445 or visit retirewithbushka.com now. Join us again soon for another episode of Financially Speaking.
Fee-based financial planning and investment advisory services are offered by Bushka Wealth Management, LLC, a registered investment advisor in the state of Wisconsin. Insurance products and services are offered through Bushka Retirement Solutions, Inc. Bushka Wealth Management, LLC, and Bushka Retirement Solutions, Inc. are affiliated companies.
All matters discussed during the show are for informational purposes only. Each individual situation may vary, and the opinions expressed here may not apply to everyone. Materials presented are believed to be from reliable sources, and no representations can be made as to its accuracy. All ideas and information should be discussed in detail with one of our qualified representatives prior to implementation. We are not affiliated with or endorsed by the Social Security Administration, the Federal Medicare Program, or any other government agency. Calling this number will direct you to a licensed sales agent.